Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Come and get a free consultation from the implant and Invisalign experts like I did and start the year right with a healthy smile. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Jordan Walsh says, the Finns lost big time. They won't get Burrow. Was it really worth beating the Bengals and New England Flores? So what are you supposed to do, Jordan? Are you supposed to? You know, this is the part that I don't understand about. Fans come up with some stuff that just you don't get it. Are you supposed to tell the players not to try? Are you supposed to not try to develop Mike Gesicki and Devontae Parker? Is that what you're supposed to do? You're not supposed to develop anybody that you have on your team? Hey, Jerome, don't tackle anybody. How do we know if he can tackle down the line if he doesn't play well? How do you ever find out about Devontae Parker if he doesn't go out there and ball finally? I mean, it is what it is. Look, what I've told you guys already forever, all right? There's a ton of quarterbacks like Joe Burrow that are failures. And yet the best quarterbacks in the league, it's Russell Wilson in the third round. It's Pat Mahomes, 10th overall. It's Tom Brady in the sixth round. It's Drew Brees in the second round. I mean, we could just go on and talk about all the players. We were just talking about Dak Prescott, a fourth rounder. The greatest quarterback in the NFL is a sixth rounder in Tom Brady. The guy he unseated, Joe Montana, is a third rounder. I keep telling you, and you, Jordan Walsh, I don't know if you've been listening to me for years. I don't know if you just tuned in right now, your first time, your first week, your first month. But I have a saying on this show that I've said for many, many years. Okay? It's not where you draft, it's who you draft. And you can make the decision of taking Jamar Fletcher or Drew Brees. Now, you want to go all the way to the top and take Joe Burrow, one-year wonder? You might end up with Mark Sanchez, a one-year wonder. You might end up with Mitch Trubisky, number two overall, one-year wonder. You might end up with lazy-ass Jamarcus Russell. You want to end up with Ryan Leaf? I mean, we can go on and just talk about guys that were taken at the top of the draft and were outright busts. It's just lazy thinking. And it's not a sure thing that Joe Burrow is going to have success. It's just not. I get it. I like him too. But you can't tell an entire team of players to not try. And if you don't try, you don't find out who can play and who can't play. And at the end of this season, you found out about several players so you can build for next year. And by the way, Jordan Walsh, if your coach, Brian Flores, wins zero games or one, you're questioning him already in the first year going, this guy sucks. This guy can't win a lot of games. He can't coach. Are you saying that now? Because I know you need a quarterback, but you also need a head coach. And maybe Miami found their head coach, which is pretty good because last time I checked, let's see. Adam Gase, Cam Cameron, Tony Sperano, Dave Wannstedt, Joe Philbin. Again, you're kind of like that talk show host that I was talking about earlier. You're throwing stuff out, and yet you don't think about it. You think, oh, no, let's just tank, and everything will work out. There are ramifications for all of that. So what am I doing about Dale Tallon now? It's the same thing. I'm not getting results. Now, I know it's 10 years and a whole different ballgame, but I'm telling you, if Brian Flores had a zero or one win season, people would be saying Brian Flores sucks. Not one person right now can say Brian Flores sucks. In fact, everybody's saying, dude, Brian Flores might be one hell of a coach because that guy won five games with absolutely nothing. And see, Jordan, that's where you and I differ as fans. I feel I'm way more educated to say, damn, dude, Dolphins may have found themselves a coach. Ooh, let me bring you back full circle here. Because, you know, you asked the Woodley question. You know what's good about having a real coach? When you have a real coach, you might even get to the Super Bowl with Woodstruck. That's a pretty good thing. And Brian Flores kind of reminded me a little bit of, you know, a guy that adjusts with everything and anything that's going on and makes the best of whatever he has. Because that's what he did with the Dolphins this year. And it's so short-sighted to just say, well, yeah, you should have quit. Is it really worth it? You would have ended up with a number one pick. What, if you don't beat Cincinnati? What about the other four wins? Did Cincinnati get to four wins? I don't think so. So if you take away the fifth win and make it four, you're still not picking number one. It's just a really lazy and short-sighted approach on your part, Jordan Walsh, to do that.
Definitely don't want to give up that fifth win, man. That eliminated New England's home field. It took away the week off. Tennessee went to town and took them to school just like we did.
Hey, man, Brian Flores, Jordan Walsh, your coach, went to New England in the last game of the season when New England needed it badly. They needed that game for a bye week, and Miami beat them. I'm really happy with the Dolphins. I can't tell you how happy I am with the Dolphins.
That gave Kansas City that second seed.
That's right. Yep. So, well, Jordan goes, I cheer for the team, not necessarily the season. Again, Jordan, I just told you everything. I educated you, and if you can't see it, I can't help you, man.
We did get a thank you from Andy Reid. Remember that?
Uh-huh. Omar Kelly concurs with me on trying to lose versus Cincinnati. Well, you and Omar Kelly are clueless. How do you like that? You're both dead wrong, and I love O. And I'll tell him straight up, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. So if that's what you're leaning on, you're both wrong. Okay? You're both dominoes falling. Flo sent Pats back to the dark ages.